Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. The dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. These are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You still have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $100,000 to search and rescue teams in 21 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Iran, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Singapore, Slovenia, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today's program features courageous dog teams from South Korea, the UK, and the US. Let's start by traveling to Seoul, South Korea, to meet Mr. Han Joong-min of National 119 Rescue Services, an emergency response organization created in 1995 by the country's central government after the collapse of a major South Korean department store.
저희 중앙 119구류대는요, 그 산풍 사고 났을 때 그 대통령 명으로 해가지고 그 국가 아주 큰 재난이나 그리고 사고 같은 데 출동 나갈 수 있게끔 만들었고요. 또 그와 더불어 가지고 그 국제 재난이 났을 때 출동할 수 있는 국제 구조대로서의 또 역할도 하고 있습니다. 구조견이 해외 출동 나간 건수는 한 7건 됩니다. 가장 최근에는 IT 지진. 개들은 눈으로 세상을 보는 게 아니고 코로 세상을 본다 하거든요. 그래서 그 후각 능력이 우리 사람에 비해서 한 만 배가 뛰어나요. 그래서 만 배가 뛰어나다 보니까 아무래도 그 사람을 찾을 때 그 사람에서 나는 냄새 있잖아요. 냄새를 갖고 그 다른 장비보다 첨단 장비보다 월등하게 많은 그 능력을 발휘하고 있죠.
What happens when a brave rescue dog reaches the age when he or she can no longer serve?
얘네는 눈 타고 나면 정말 편안하게 살아야 되잖아요. 정원이 있고 정말 개를 좋아하고 사랑하고 정말 아껴줄 수 있는 사람을 그 지원자들을 선발해가지고 그분들한테 이제 무상으로 이렇게 분양을 합니다.
스프림 마스터 칭 하이 recently contributed $1,000 to help purchase protective equipment for the canines of National 119 Rescue Services, which informed our local association members that the dogs needed special boots and medical supplies unavailable in South Korea. Thus, our association purchased the items from abroad with Master's funds and delivered them to Rescue Services. They also presented Rescue Services with a copy of her international number one bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
구조견 응급처치 세트는 국내외에는 나와 있는 게 없어요. 그래서 사람들이 사용하는 응급처치 세트를 썼거든요. 그래서 저희들 같은 경우는 아주 유용하게 쓸 수 있죠. 선물 주신 것에 대해서 상당히 감사하고요.
Our Our next stop is the New England area of the U.S., where the nonprofit canine search and rescue organization Search Dogs Northeast is based. Search Dogs Northeast offers its services free of charge to government agencies in the region. Let's now join one of the group's training sessions, where certified rescue dog Libby is honing her search skills.
This is a sample problem for remains detection, and what we've got is a couple teeth that were pulled from one of my nephews, and we placed it in a jar, and there's enough tissue that was associated with the teeth where it's a training aid for the dog. So what we've done is, in this open area behind me, there's covered up a that little jar with a couple of teeth in it, and that's enough that Libby will be able to find it. Now, part of her training is to locate the source, but just as important is she's got to let Joyce, her partner, know that she's found it. So what we do is we train what's called an indication. Libby's indication is after she's found it, she will stay at the source and she'll lay down and look at Joyce. So it should be very apparent when she finds the source of the scent and lets her know. All right, so we're going to show you the demonstration. Joyce is going to release Libby. She gives her her command to let her know that she's searching. She immediately goes up. And of course, the dogs use the wind to assist them. Generally speaking, you'll notice a reaction in the dog the minute they get into the scent pack. Libby's doing a great demonstration. Okay, and she sat down, and that's it. And Libby's waiting for her reward. That's as simple as what it is. Tennis ball, great reward for a job well done.
We'll now pause briefly, and when we return, we'll continue our visit with Search Dogs Northeast. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, as we continue our program about devoted, intelligent canine search and rescue teams from around the world. Search Dogs Northeast, based in the New England region of the United States, is one such team. On the behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, our local association members recently presented the benevolent group with her contribution in the form of a check for $1,000.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it. On behalf of all the members of the team, I know we make a major commitment of time and resources, and contributions like this are very important to us, as well as your appreciation. It would be nice to replace some of our vests, which get kind of tattered and going through the woods, and also to add lighting on the vest so that when we search at night, it'll be easier to spot the dogs as they're searching. So this will be a great way to make sure that all our dogs are outfitted properly when they're searching.
Search Dogs Northeast was also given a copy of Supreme Master Ching Hai's international number one bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, along with some vegan treats.
Well, thank you very much. We do spend a lot of time reading and studying on dogs, and I'm sure this will be valuable.
We now cross the Atlantic to learn about the UK International Search and Rescue Team, whose members respond to disasters in urban areas around the globe 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and also serve their nation. The team is comprised of humans and canines from 13 fire and rescue services units in the UK, who serve on a rotating basis. Robin Furness is from one such unit, the Hampshire Fire Service Urban Search and Rescue Dog Team. He now explains why protected boots are essential for canines during their missions.
Right, the boots are obviously very useful to us. If the dog's working on rubble, there's a lot of nails, broken glass, rebar, which can cut the dog's paw. If we're overseas and the dog gets a bad cut on its paw, we've lost that resource. So by putting the boots on, we can then keep the dog working. Dog doesn't get injured. Everyone wins in that situation. Okay, well, this is the boot that we use for the dogs. You see, it's got a very tough bottom on it, so that will take a nail, or will stop a nail going through, stop glass splintering, etc., going into the paw. The paw sits in like that, and we just Velcro it up nice and tight. The only other thing we will do as an additional aid is we'll wrap electrical tape around it, really to hold the boot on, to stop the dog flying.
Although the unit possesses highly sophisticated search and rescue equipment, the intelligent, sensitive dogs play a vital role during its missions.
If a building collapses and there's people trapped under the rubble, the dog's function is to detect their scent, live human scent. We've got a massive amount of equipment that costs an absolute fortune, and there's a lot of high-tech gear out there. There's cameras that can go through very small holes. We can drill through concrete. We've got concrete chainsaws. We've got listening devices that can almost hear the battery in a mobile phone ticking. They're that sensitive. But the first thing we'll always put onto a rubble pile is a dog. We're just tapping into that sense of smell. And as soon as the dog hits that sense of smell, he does what you've seen, he starts barking. That tells us there's someone there, the dog will pull off, and then we'll put all the high tech in. But it all starts with a dog barking, you know, which for me is very satisfying.
Mr. Furness was delighted to accept Supreme Master Qinghai's $2,000 contribution in the form of a check to purchase safety equipment for the canines.
Lovely, thanks very much.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for this donation. It's absolutely superb. It will get us protective gear for the dogs. And as I say, you know, these dogs are a marvellous resource, but we've got to protect them when they're working, especially if we're overseas and we haven't got the vets to help back us up. So very gratefully received. Thank you very much indeed.
Many thanks to the selfless, dedicated dogs and their caring partners from National 119 Rescue Services in South Korea, the United Kingdom International Search and Rescue Team in Britain, Search Dogs Northeast in the USA, and all the other canine search and rescue teams around the world whose tireless efforts save so many lives. May Providence continue to bless them in their noble work. For more details on the search and rescue dog teams featured today, please visit National 119 Rescue Services, en.rescue.go.kr, United Kingdom International Search and Rescue Team, www.ukfssartdogteams.org.uk, Search Dogs Northeast, www.searchdogsne.org. Caring viewers, thank you for your presence today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is up next here on Supreme Master Television, after Noteworthy News. May you enjoy greater harmony, peace, and wisdom with every passing day.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.